Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Hey, I'm Katy Perry.
It's Ingrid Michaelson, and you're listening to Big Ken and Colleen in the Morning
on Star 102.5.
Saw where Iowa and Iowa State moving into dorms this week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, what a big time that is.
Do you ever do anything really impressive with your dorm room? Or go to school with someone who did?
No. What stood out the most to me is I brought a street sign into my dorm room and put it right on in the window.
Right.
Turns out
a lot of people did that.
Well, but it's also illegal.
Well, yeah, that too.
So they asked me to take it down.
Well, because most people don't put it in the window.
I didn't realize that was illegal.
Oh, sure. Because those are just for anybody who wants them. Need something to decorate your room? Just take a street sign.
It was a gift. It was a romantic gift from the guy I was dating
and
before I left
that.
For high school.
He took it down
and and gave it to me as a memento. A memento. Is that the right word from home? Yes.
I can hardly talk.
Love.
Sweet.
Young love.
This is, of course, the time of year when you start seeing the viral videos and things of the students who have the great dorm rooms. There's one making the rounds from Alabama A&M. This 19-year-old sophomore, she's an RA. She basically, people are saying it looks like a hotel suite.
Ooh.
She put a nice vanity in there. It glows purple.
Wow.
280-1025. Did you go to school with, maybe it was you or someone else who really did up their dorm room? Then Seth Meyers from Late Night talking about these guys.
Two Boston University students recently launched a sushi restaurant inside their dorm room, while every other student's dorm room just smells like they did.
I was reading a little bit about this. I guess these guys were really doing this. I don't know if they've been shut down yet, but a sushi restaurant.
Side hustle.
Gotta pay for that tuition somehow, right? That's pretty funny. 280-1025.
Well, it was some buddies of mine in college. We had an apartment that had a basement to it, and we had a bar.
You had a bar?
A literal bar. People would come in, pay for drinks. It turned out to be way bigger than we planned on.
The cops
didn't like it as much as we did. They shut us down.
Yeah.
How long was it open before they got it? Before it was shut down?
Oh, well, we probably had it in there about 3-4 months. But we had full kegs, bottles, everything. People were coming and going at night. It kind of drew a big crowd.
Did you make money?
Made a lot of money.
You made a lot of money.
But the cops were cool about it. They told us no more, and we shut it down.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
You know, the show should really be called The Ken, Colleen, Kurt, and You Show.
Because we can't do it without you.
Call us 280-102.5.
And thanks for listening to Star 102.5.